We begin with the first scripture lesson coming from Psalms chapter 27, verses 1 and 10. Hear the words of the Lord. The Lord is my light and my salvation. So why should I be afraid? The Lord will hold me close.
On day one, we looked at three parables from the Bible. All the parables in Luke 15 had to do with things that were lost. The first parable was about a woman who had 10 coins, but she lost one of the coins. The woman swept her whole house looking for the coin. When she found it, she called her friends and neighbors to rejoice with her. When we're lost and lonely, Jesus searches and finds us. What does he do?
Jesus rescues.
The next parable was about a man who had 100 sheep, but one sheep got lost. The man searched for the lost sheep and joyfully carried it home. Then he rejoiced with his friends and neighbors. That's like Jesus. He searches for us when we're lost and lonely. What does he do? The third parable we looked at was about a man with two sons. The younger son demanded an early inheritance from his father. That just wasn't done. But the father gave the son his money, and away the son went. Well, things didn't go so well for the son. He wasted all his money. He had no money for food. He was hungry. He worked for a pig farmer. And even the pig's food started looking good. The son was so lonely that he decided to go home and apologize to his father. The father hugged his son and forgave him. The son wouldn't be lonely anymore. Just like the father rescued his son, Jesus rescued us. When you're lonely,
Jesus rescues.
Continuing with Psalms 34, verses 17 through 20, the Lord hears his people when they call to him for help. He rescues them from all their troubles. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted. He rescues those spirits that are crushed. The righteous person faces many troubles, but the Lord comes to the rescue each time. For the Lord protects the bones of the righteous. Not one of them is broken.
This story is from Luke 10. Two sisters, Mary and Martha, were going to have special company, Jesus and his friends. There was so much to do and so little time. The house needed to be cleaned, and a big dinner needed to be cooked. Bread needed to be baked, and the garden needed to be tended. Even after Jesus and his friends arrived, Martha still had lots of work to do. She had to serve her guests and make sure they had something to drink. Martha was exhausted. Meanwhile, her sister Mary was sitting at the feet of Jesus, listening to every word. Enough was enough. Martha marched right up to Jesus. Lord, doesn't it seem unfair to you that my sister just sits here while I do all the work? Tell her to come and help me. Jesus said, My dear Martha, you are worried and upset over all these details. There is only one thing worth being concerned about. Mary has discovered it, and it will not be taken away from her. Jesus is the one thing. Spending time with Jesus is the most important thing you can ever do. So when you start to worry like Martha, listen to Jesus like Mary did. When you worry,
Once again, hearing from Psalms chapter 46, verses 1 through 3 and 10 and 11. God is our refuge and strength, always ready to help in times of trouble. So we will not fear when earthquakes come and the mountains crumble into the sea. Let the oceans roar and foam. Let the mountains tremble as the water surges. Be still and know that I am God. I will be honored by every nation. I will be honored throughout the world. The Lord of heaven's armies is here among us. The God of Israel is our fortress.
Day 3's Bible story took place at night. After a special dinner, Jesus and a few of his friends went to a garden. Jesus wanted to pray to God, his Father. Jesus asked his friends to wait while he went a short distance away to pray. Jesus knew he was going to be arrested and killed. As in anguish, he prayed to God. His friends struggled to stay awake. After Jesus prayed, he returned to his friends and found them asleep. He woke them up and asked them to keep watch and pray. Then Jesus prayed a second time. His friends still struggled to stay awake. After Jesus prayed, he returned to his friends and found them asleep again. This even happened a third time. Then Jesus woke up his friends, saying, The time has come. The Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. A crowd of men armed with swords and clubs came into the garden looking for Jesus. Judas, one of the disciples, pointed Jesus out to the soldiers. The men grabbed Jesus and arrested him. Jesus' friends struggled to defend him. One of Jesus' friends grabbed a sword and slashed off the ear of the high priest's slave. Jesus said, Put away your sword. Don't you realize that I could ask my Father for thousands of angels to protect us, and he would send them instantly? Then he touched the slave's ear and instantly healed him. When the men took Jesus away, all his friends ran away. They were scared. So many people struggled in this story. We'll find out more tomorrow. Meanwhile, we can remember that when you struggle,
Jesus rescues.
We now move to John chapter 16, verses 5 through 8, 20, 22, and 33. But now I am going away to the one who sent me, and not one of you is asking, Where am I going? Instead, you grieve because of what I've told you. But in fact, it is best for you that I go away, because if I don't, the advocate won't come. If I do go away, then I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will convict the world of its sin, and of God's righteousness, and of the coming judgment. I tell you the truth. You will weep and mourn over what is going to happen to me, but the world will rejoice. You will grieve, but your grief will suddenly turn to wonderful joy. So you have sorrow now, but I will see you again. Then you will rejoice, and no one can rob you of that joy. I have told you all this so that you may have peace in me. Here on earth you will have many trials and sorrows, but take heart, because I have overcome the world.
On day 4, we learn some incredible things about Jesus. In Luke 23, Jesus had just been arrested in the garden. The men led Jesus away and put him on trial before the Roman governor, Pontius Pilate. Even though Jesus had never done anything wrong, Pilate sentenced Jesus to die, to be crucified like a criminal, even though he had never sinned. They led Jesus to a place called the Skull, where they nailed him to a wooden cross. The soldiers made fun of Jesus and laughed at him. Two criminals were being crucified with Jesus. One of the criminals mocked Jesus by saying, "So you're the Messiah, are you? Prove it by saving yourself and us too while you're at it." But the other criminal said, "We deserve to die for our crimes, but this man hasn't done anything wrong." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." Jesus told the criminal, "I assure you, today you will be with me in paradise." The criminal believed in Jesus, and his sins were forgiven. We sin just like those criminals. We all do wrong things, every one of us, even grown-ups. God is perfect and holy. The wrong things we do are like filthy rags before him. There's no way we can get rid of those wrong things on our own. Only Jesus can do that. Jesus loves us so much that he was willing to die to take the punishment for the wrong things we do. Later that afternoon, Jesus died. His friends thought that that was the end. Jesus was dead. They were so, so sad. After Jesus died, his friends took his body and put it in a dark tomb, kind of like a cave. 3 days later, a few friends went to the tomb and found it open. They went inside and were surprised. Jesus' body was gone. Suddenly, two angels appeared in a bright, dazzling robes. They heard the angels say, "Why are you looking among the dead for someone who is alive? He isn't here. He is risen from the dead." When Jesus died on the cross, he defeated sin. When he came back to life, he defeated death. When we believe in Jesus, he'll always be with us here on earth. And someday we can live with him forever in heaven. Remember, when you do wrong,
Jesus rescues.
Amen.